AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Prosecutors say Andreas Lubitz, the co-pilot of Germanwings Flight 9525, apparently was hiding evidence of an illness from the company he worked for. That included a note excusing Lubitz from work on the day of the crash. Lubitz is accused of crashing that plane into the Alps. Robert Oliver Calvo's son was one of the three Americans killed on that plane.
I don't feel anger. I'm really sad for the father, the parents of that young pilot. I can't imagine what they're going through right now, as well as our companions here.
Prosecutors didn't say what kind of illness, mental or physical, Lubitz may have been suffering from. A former police officer in Alabama is accused of violating the civil rights of a man from India who was injured last month in a violent confrontation. It was all caught on video. Eric Sloan Parker is charged with using unreasonable force. The video showed him slamming Suresh Bay Patel face first to the ground. Wreckage still smolders in Manhattan, and the search continues for the missing from an explosion that destroyed a row of buildings. Here's the AP's Warren Levinson.
The morning after the 2nd Avenue explosion, fire crews continued to pour water on hot spots in the collapsed buildings. Moisha Pearl, who's owned a bakery three doors down for 50 years, came out with coffee and sweets for firefighters, neighbors, and news crews. His bakery survived.
Everything is in good shape.
It's fine.
Everything is fine. We're alive. We're healthy.
Pearl says neighbors helped get people out in the first few minutes after the blast, then the fires got too hot. At least 19 people were hurt. Two hadn't yet been accounted for. Warren Levinson, New York.
A woman in Colorado accused of cutting the baby from an expectant mother's belly will not face murder charges. Prosecutors did not explain the decision. The baby was killed. The mother, who was about 8 months pregnant, survived and left the hospital Wednesday. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 14 points. This is AP Radio News. President Obama is paying tribute to Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid, who announced he will retire when his term runs out next year. The AP's Mark Smith is at the White House.
In a written statement, the president calls Reid not only an ally, but a friend, a fighter who fought for good jobs, a safer environment, and affordable health care. He says Reid's never backed down from a tough decision or been afraid to choose what is right over what is easy. Says Obama, the Senate will not be the same without him.
Reid is backing New York's Chuck Schumer to succeed him as leader of the Democrats in the Senate. At the Iran nuclear talks, Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif says Saudi Arabian attacks on Yemen have not slowed down negotiations.
Any two diplomats sitting in a place will discuss that issue. It doesn't mean that we negotiated about it. Our negotiations are confined to the nuclear.
Zarif is condemning the Saudi bombing in Yemen. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.